The story takes place early 2021. Everyone had just gotten their COVID vaccines. I became a new nurse in the emergency department in March of 2020, so right as it all started. And this was in North Philadelphia. So by the time the story takes place, I'm a new nurse for almost a year. And I feel like, you know, I've seen some shit between COVID and people dying in the hallways and the 2 days where our emergency department ran out of oxygen tanks and just general emergency medicine stuff, right? Like shootings and accidents and whatever. And I'm also very much a new nurse, and I recognize that, but I have some confidence, and I've also have observed the types of nurse that I would like to be and observe the types of nurse I don't want to be. And I'm thinking about those things. And so on the day that this happens, it's like 6:30 in the morning. I was working night shift. We're almost going home. It's a four-patient assignment. Three of my rooms, everyone's tucked in. I know exactly what I'm going to say in report. I have one empty room. It's a negative pressure room, so we're holding that one. And this is a pretty big trauma center, so whenever different parts of the, like, different treatment areas needed to communicate with one another, we had an intercom. So we're like, 6:35, really ready to go, know what I'm going to say, and then the dreaded sound of the intercom, CPOD. And it's like, you know you're getting a patient. And we're like, yes, APOD. And they're like, hey, CPOD, we're sending you a patient from triage. We're really concerned for ACS, which is acute coronary syndrome, which is also known as a heart attack. And chest pain, this person doesn't look good. You know, we're taking your room. And I'm like, all right, it's obviously coming to me. I'm looking around, attending's not around, other nurses are doing other stuff. I'm like, whatever, I'll just meet this patient in the room and we'll go from there, right? So the patient is walking over with a triage nurse, and some of you may know this, but for ED nurses, our assessment starts when we lay eyes on someone. And so I'm like, all right, this person is walking, he's talking, breathing okay, no work of breathing, he's not sweaty or pale, so I'm like, A, B, good, C, likely good. I don't have vital signs, but he doesn't look symptomatic to me. I'm like, okay, we're not escalating anything. We're gonna get in the room and we're just gonna do what we always do, right? We're gonna work this patient up. I'm gonna get a story from him. So I get him in the room, take off your shirt. I'm gonna put you on the monitor. I heard you're here for some chest pain, so we'll probably get some blood. And I'm like, hey, yeah, tell me your story. What brought you here? So he goes, well, so I've had this lump down there. And I'm like, down there? I've had this lump on my balls for 2 weeks. I've been playing with it. I like kind of pushing on it and feeling it and trying to understand what it is. I'm really concerned I have, testicular cancer, but basically I was pressing on it, and all of a sudden it hurt, and I felt really dizzy and lightheaded, and I passed out. And I was like, okay, did you hit your head? No, you didn't hit his head, perfect. You were sitting down, great, you didn't fall from standing. Amazing. Okay, good. So my clinical assessment is that this guy was messing around in his junk and had some sort of vagal response, right? He did something, it hurt, it caused pain, he got dizzy, he passed out. I'm like, all right, whatever. He's gonna get an ACS workup, right? We're gonna get some blood. And, I told him that I'm gonna put an IV and get some blood. And that as far as the lump on his testicles, usually when there's swelling or masses or lumps, we get an ultrasound, but I'm like, I don't need to look right now. Like, just get in your boxers or underwear and you have the gown on, the doctor will come in, we'll figure it out. Great. And get his blood. And I leave the room. And when I leave the room, I see the attending. This is an attending I have a great working relationship with. And I'm like, she's like, so what's the deal with this guy? And I'm like, it's fine, it's nothing. It was just totally an overcall from triage, it happens. I think this is just a vagal episode, but I drew his blood, ascend the troponin, do all that stuff. He also has this lump on his testicles. I told him I get an ultrasound. She's like, great, thank you. She's gonna go in the room. She's going in the room. Meanwhile, I'm like, great, now all my rooms are full. I know exactly what I'm gonna tell the next nurse. We're doing an ACS workup with this new guy and maybe an ultrasound, and then there's these other three people. Okay, so then the attending comes out and she's like, hey, I think he needs your help in there. And I'm like, he needs my help? Are we ordering an ultrasound? And she's like, no, I'm not ordering the ultrasound, but, you know, totally straight-faced, I think he needs your help in there. He's requesting your help. And I'm like, what is wrong with her today? Like, this is someone that I have a really good working relationship with, and I really don't understand why she's not being forthcoming with me. She's like, you know, thanks for sending the blood. I think you're right. You know, I think that he did have a vagal episode. We obviously, is, you know, middle-aged guy, we're obviously going to work him up. So I'm glad you sent the blood, but I'm not ordering an ultrasound. And I'm like, ugh. Like, I don't want to be the nurse that doesn't know what to tell someone in report. And I'm like, well, I guess I got to go in there and see what this guy needs help with. You know, it's like 6:45, it's 6:50, I want to go home. So I go in there, and I'm like, yeah, so, you know, I heard you need some help, and I was like, you know, we should just look at this lump and figure it out. So I lift his gown, and then he kind of like maneuvers his underwear, and he kind of maneuvers his junk around to show me. And I immediately understand why we're not getting an ultrasound. And that's because you cannot ultrasound a dingleberry. That's right. Right there, in his perineum, what some of you may know as a taint, held together by strands of some hairs, is a slightly larger than a marble hard turd, and basically as this is happening, I'm just imagining that for the last 2 weeks, this man has just been maneuvering and caressing and rotating and pressing on this dingleberry. He looks at me and he's like, pretty embarrassing, huh? And I'm like, hey, at least it's not testicular cancer. He's like, you know, he gives me a little smile, and then he's like, can you cut it off for me? I really don't want to cut it off. And I still cannot stop thinking about how he was just doing this with this dingleberry for 2 weeks. And I'm like, hey man, you know, it's literally hanging by a thread. I think you could just pull it off. Why don't you just pull it off? And then he looks at me again, and he has a serious face, and he's like, you know, you're right. Like, I think I can take care of this. And in that moment, I realized that he was just having a normal adult problem, and he can do his own self-care and clean himself up, which is kind of a beautiful thing. Because so many times, you know, we're taken advantage of and like in the hospital. And so he looks at me and he's like, do you have scissors? And I look down at my cargo scrub pocket. I see trauma shears. No fucking way. I'm like, all right, sir, like, we're gonna figure this out. I leave the room, go to the supply closet. As I come out of the supply closet, day shift is walking on. I see the nurse I'm gonna give report to. Luckily, this is gonna be easy. She's great, we know each other. I spent a lot of time thinking about the kind of nurse I wanna be, the kind of nurse I don't wanna be. Thinking about, you know, and also realizing that, you know, nursing is a 24-hour job. And I basically told her, I gave her a report on the first three, and then with this other one, I was like, listen, he initially asked me to cut it off, and I really didn't want to, and then I think he's gonna do it. So I got you this Slack tray, which has some scissors in it, and I'm just gonna leave this to you. Thank you.